What's happening? I'm gonna need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay? Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and come in.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Our next guest has an IMDb so long you can print it out and literally wrap every single one of your Christmas gifts with it and have some left over. His portrayal of ultra-annoying boss Bill Lumberg in Office Space has become iconic in pop culture. He can now be seen in the family comedy Christmas Eve, which can be seen in theaters, on demand, and on iTunes. It is great to say hello to Gary Cole. Gary, welcome to the show.
How are you doing?
Very good. It is a pleasure to have you on. Christmas Eve, six groups of New Yorkers get trapped in elevators and unexpectedly have their lives changed. Tell us about the film.
We actually shot this quite a while ago. But yeah, like you said, it's six different scenarios, all on Christmas Eve in a citywide blackout in Manhattan. My particular grouping is I'm a surgeon trapped with other hospital employees with actually a very ill patient. Ours is a little less light than some of the other elevators, but it all works out because it's Christmas Eve.
Very nice. Now the co-stars, Patrick Stewart, Cheryl Hines, John Hader, this is quite a cast.
It's a really good group. And it was strange shooting it because, like I said, these are all different scenarios. So, pardon me. It was almost shot like different episodes of a television series.
Right.
Whatever elevator you were trapped in, that determined where you landed on the schedule. So, you know, most of these folks, other than John, and I only saw John by accident, were all at different times, so we never really crossed paths. The stories themselves kind of intersect with, the connection is thin, but there is a through line through all of them. And they all kind of virtually are connected together somehow through people.
It sounds really neat. Now, I see here in the notes that the film is produced by Larry King. Are we talking about that Larry King?
We are talking about that Larry King.
Wow.
Yes, we are.
Very nice.
The Larry King we all know and love. Yes.
See that? You're on the set each day and you hear, "Hello, Phoenix, you're on the air." You know, that's kind of cool. Very nice.
You would... here's the most intriguing thing about this to me. I always chuckle when I think about this. You have a movie about people stuck in elevators in New York, and so logically you go to Bulgaria to shoot it, because that's in fact what happened.
You know, why was
this
that?
This is the description of our... Well, I don't know. They have great elevators in Bulgaria, I guess. This is the Hollywood economy, so this was how it got done. So that was an intriguing journey in itself. Larry did not make that trip, at least not when I was there. So he may have been there at some point, but I was only there for, I believe, like 7 days. So.
And you know what you're going to find out? You're going to find out that Larry was actually in New York filming a movie about Christmas Eve in Bulgaria. You know, it's just the way life works. You know,
that would be the logical bookend to that.
Exactly. Now, you have had quite a career. One of those where, you know, you're watching a film or a TV show and you're like, wait a minute, that's Gary Cole. People, though, seem to identify you immediately as the Bill Lumberg character from Office Space. When did you realize that that role was becoming bigger than the film itself?
We all knew that... obviously, the movie just kind of came and went in the theater, but I knew that it had a different kind of life when people's about a year later, and this is other people's experience, other actors in the movie as well, when people began to approach us doing dialogue from the movie, which usually signifies that they had seen the movie more than one time.
Oh, sure.
And that's when... You know, early 2000s, around there, we began to realize that it kind of picked up a life of its own. And one of the reasons is I didn't really identify how large that culture is, you know, that kind of cubicle office. Because I never worked in an office. The only other jobs I had were all service jobs before entertainment. But that was huge and significant, and people really identified with, you know, they saw it themselves, or certainly other people that, you know, that they work with.
And you talk about how certain lines become iconic in films. I think immediately to another role that you did when you played Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch movie. In my opinion, you were better at being Robert Reed playing Mike Brady than Robert Reed was playing Mike Brady. But in terms of these iconic lines, even to this day, when we are going shopping on the weekend, I'll look at my wife and my son and say, "Put on your Sunday best. We're going to Sears." It's just like one of those lines that stays with you.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was a good combination. Betty Thomas did a great job with that with the Brady Bunch.
It was just so pitch perfect. I mean, it was perfect for the time. It was, you know, you look back lovingly, but you can kind of tongue in cheek it with that movie, and it was really, really good. One of my favorite roles that you've done was, and to me, it was groundbreaking television at the time. Midnight Caller, 1988. You played Jack Killian, an ex-cop turned talk radio host. That show was ahead of its time on a lot of different levels. Gritty, edgy. It was just different for the time in which it was in.
Yeah, they took they took a lot of risk with that show. They went into areas that had maybe not been explored before. I know that was very early in the AIDS crisis in
yes.
the United States, and they tackled the story about that. They tackled a lot of things that really were coming from the headlines. And I always thought that show had a great circumstance. It had a really good writing staff, and it tackled issues that maybe had been approached before, but it did it in an unusual way. I don't know that there had been a setup of this, this late night talk radio,
right.
which was a way to really comfortably get into a lot of, different kinds of subjects.
Bringing it back to the modern day, you're a member of one of the better ensemble casts on television right now, the HBO series Veep. You play Kent Davison. That show has received tons of critical acclaim. It has found an audience. That is another show with an incredible ensemble cast. And the writing and just the way that show is produced, it's so smart on so many levels.
Yeah, it's really working well, and it seems to get better as everybody, is just kind of settling into their roles and get into a groove. It's a great place to show up, and I always say the success of a television show of a series, one thing you got to have is a great circumstance,
mm-hmm.
a great situation with some high stakes, whether it be drama or comedy. And politics is always, if you can do it right, there doesn't seem to be any stakes higher than that.
Oh, sure.
Once you're roaming around inside the White House. So, with that backdrop and the cast we have and the writers we have, it's really hitting its stride.
And there's something that I envy of you when I watch one of the episodes. There's an episode where you're at some exercise class or yoga studio and somebody comes in and you're on the floor and you're like bending your leg behind your head. You, my friend, are in incredible shape.
That was our Pilates sequence.
That's right. Yeah. That was it. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, that was. We didn't. Hopefully, we didn't hurt ourselves that day.
You've done tons of animation as well. I have to touch on this: 40 episodes of Family Guy, and of course, Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, episodic TV, animation films. What is your favorite?
Well, I like them both. I mean, animation is great just because you've got a singular job in just creating it, with your voice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's some of the funniest writing that I've been around, which is obviously Family Guy. I love doing Harvey Birdman. That was, there was no character that was, more kind of stupidly, oblivious than that guy, which was a lot of fun to play. And you get to work with a lot of great people as well. So
oh, definitely.
It doesn't matter. Good is good no matter where it lands.
One last question. Give me one actor, living or dead, you never worked with, that you would want to work with?
Oh, boy. Wow. Well, Al Pacino.
Very nice.
Yep.
It's amazing, though, how many people you have crossed paths with. Clint Eastwood and The Line of Fire, so many different people. Once again, you can see Gary in Christmas Eve. It's in theaters, on demand, and on iTunes. You can learn more about the film at thechristmasevemovie.com. Gary Cole, continued best of luck. Thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
And there he goes, folks. He has had quite a career. This movie, yeah, it's produced by Larry King. I saw that, and it's like, really? That Larry King? The last we saw Larry King, he was sitting somewhat frumpily behind home plate in the Mets-Dodgers playoff series. Poor Larry sitting back there chewing on his hot dog each night. But Larry King, the producer of Christmas Eve, and as we mentioned, who else is in this? Sir Patrick Stewart, John Heder, Cheryl Hines. So it's they say it's a family comedy. And again, it's in theaters, on demand, and on iTunes, and it is available now. And as I mentioned, my favorite role with him is as Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch movie. And he was just, I mean, spot on. And he was actually doing a caricature of the way Robert Reed played Mike Brady. And that's what made the whole thing funny. And Shelley Long is Carol Brady. And if you have not seen that, and I can't imagine you haven't, but if you haven't, check it out. It's on Netflix. It's actually, parts of it are up on YouTube as well. You can check it out there. So Gary Cole, Christmas Eve, make sure you check that out. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.